This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's art review program.
And I'm Terry Way. This week, we're going to the coast, south, Coos Bay. There's a national quality, I mean, this is international quality.
World class
printmaking show at the Coos Art Museum. It goes through December 7th. It's called A Distinguished Line, Tracing Dürer's Printmaking Legacy from Rembrandt to Picasso. Has 66 pieces in it by 55 artists. Wow.
It was amazing. This is a who's who of printmakers from about the 14th century. I'll let you address that. I walked straight in and looked at this Rembrandt. I would never get to see things like this.
Right.
17th century study of a nude man seated and standing. But what really interested me in this piece is the background where a nursemaid is coaxing a little boy forward as he learns to walk inside of a walking frame, which is a very familiar structure with wheels. I think of that as a very modern thing, the kid learning to walk inside a frame. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it was commonplace 400 years ago.
Right. Well, there's a lot of stories, of course, in these prints. The story behind the show is what I'm really interested in. This was curated by Lisa Kalevi, who is a doctoral student here at the university. She specializes in paintings, but she really branched out here when she was asked to do this show. And she chose the theme of the line because in Dürer's time in 1498, in order to make a print, you really had to know engraving. It was the only way to do it. And mm-hmm. engraving is incredibly difficult. So this show is about the progression of printmaking techniques with the advent of intaglio and etchings. If you could draw, you could actually make a print. And that's the thread that's running mm-hmm. through this show. And it's just a brilliant, I think, look at a certain aspect of printmaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really focused on individuals that I felt that I would never get another chance to see, maybe.
Right.
Like Dürer. Now, he was a great genius, as I understand, with the Burin. Mm-hmm. They call the Burin the engraving
right.
instrument.
Right.
And they had a keynote engraving called Virgin and Child with a Monkey. And it's so intricate. A pear, three rabbits, a crescent moon, a chained monkey, a bird in the Christ.
And it's very tiny, small.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. You know, Dürer traveled to Italy very famously in, I think, around 1494. And he came home with this whole new understanding how to represent drapery and volume of bodies. Mm-hmm. So I was able to observe that very close up.
Well, another incredible piece of engraving is one by Claude Melun. It's the Veil of St. Veronica from 1649.
That was astonishing.
Yes. And some people will walk right by it and not realize what it is. It is one line.
Starting with the nose of Christ.
Right. And it goes around and around and around. And it makes this very, very detailed mm-hmm. face.
With volume and
right.
texture.
And the only way he got that is through the pressure he was putting on the engraving instrument. So some lines are very, very thin and some are very, very thick. And he created contours. It's unbelievable. When you hear
really
someone
is.
Describe it and then you look at it mm. and it's like...
I just stood there with my mouth open. there was Picasso's as well. There was a dry point called A Bust of a Man. And it surprised me with this very delicate nose and this quality of personality of a really private interior life. Picasso achieved very spare approach.
Well, and another backstory on this is that all of these pieces are from private collections, primarily from the Willamette Valley. Mm-hmm. OSU loaned a few, but these were selected locally, which is unbelievable, too. So this show goes through December 7th. It's at the Coos Art Museum.
We got a 3-day weekend coming. Don't miss it.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.